This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, this is Southern Living. Your articles today for Southern Living come from the southernliving.com website. Your reader will be Paul Henkel. Our first several articles will be in honor of Mother's Day. So first, make ahead Mother's Day desserts that will have Mama going back for seconds. With a little foresight and a touch of sugar, your Mother's Day can be sweet and stress-free. Whether you're getting together for Mother's Day brunch or a big family dinner, nothing says Happy Mother's Day like a delicious homemade dessert. With all the recipes on your plate to pull off for Mom, dessert is an easy course to cook ahead of time. Dishes served cold, like cheesecake and icebox pie, can easily be prearranged and ready to pull out of the fridge at a moment's notice. Baked goods, like lemon bars and sheet cake, can easily be made ahead and frosted right before serving for a fresh look. The one thing sweeter than all of these treats? Stress-free time to spend with Mom now that dessert is done and ready to be devoured. So get the ball rolling on all of your Mother's Day baking with a few of our favorite make-ahead desserts. With a little foresight and a touch of sugar, your Mother's Day can be sweet and stress-free. Our first is Chocolate Delight. This retro-layered creation goes by many names. Regardless of what you call it, we can promise the family will love this walk down memory lane. Let it chill the night before Mother's Day for easy slicing. The second great-looking dessert is Lemon Cheese Layer Cake. This old-fashioned cake is a true labor of love, so it's best to make the different elements of it ahead of time. It takes some effort, but once you slice into it, you'll know why these desserts have stood the test of time, writes Test Kitchen Pro Ivy Odom. And as a note, all of these recipes can be found on the southernliving.com website. Number three, Wacky Cake. You don't have to be an expert baker to surprise Mama with something sweet on Mother's Day. This vintage delight can be kept at room temperature and covered for up to 3 days, but it also freezes well and can be stored in an airtight container for up to 3 months in your freezer. Strawberry Cheesecake. The cheesecake base for this dessert can be made up to 4 days in advance of serving. When making this sweet treat ahead of time, just reserve the topping to add just before serving. Caramel Frosted Pound Cake. Think of this dessert as a combination of two classic desserts, caramel cake and pound cake. This cake can be stored at room temperature for up to 3 days and in the refrigerator for up to a week. Tres Leches Cake. This decadent cake is a long-time make-ahead favorite. Allowing it to rest in the fridge so the milk can soak in and make the cake as moist as possible is ideal. Store it covered for up to 3 days and add the whipped topping before serving. Mini Coconut Key Lime Pies. Give Mama a taste of the tropics with these bite-sized key lime pies that are easy to serve and make ahead. Just remember the whipped cream should always be added just before serving. Italian Cream Cake. Not only can the layers for this cake be made ahead and stored in the refrigerator for up to 2 days, but they can also be frozen for up to 3 months. Once frosted in can also be refrigerated for up to 1 day before serving. Lemon Lush. This nostalgic layered dessert will remind Mom of the one her mom used to make. The best part, no oven required, and it can be stored in the fridge for up to 4 days. And the last one for today is Mississippi Mud Pie. If Mama loves chocolate, she'll love this triple layered pie that starts with a brownie layer that's topped with creamy chocolate pudding and finished off with chocolate sandwich cookies. Now, to provide you more detail, I'm going to pick three of these recipes and actually give you the full recipe. Starting off with Wacky Cake. This old-school chocolate cake is still impressing everyone today. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Serve 6. Wacky Cake, also known as Crazy Cake war cake, depression cake, and three hole cake is a simple chocolate cake recipe that has been used in kitchens for nearly a century. This cake was created when many common ingredients were hard to acquire or food items were being rationed, so the recipe doesn't include any butter, eggs, or milk. Even though this cake originated during challenging times, the recipe itself couldn't be easier to create. What makes a wacky cake wacky? Wacky cake is considered wacky not only because the recipe lacks any dairy or eggs, but also because all the ingredients for this cake are mixed directly in the pan it is baked in. This recipe goes against the most popular methods for mixing cake batters, especially since there is no bowl or whisk necessary. Plus, it creates wells for the dry ingredients, and filling them with wet ingredients before mixing adds another level of wacky. What are the ingredients for a wacky cake? The ingredients for a wacky cake include everyday kitchen staples that you likely already have in your home. These ingredients include all-purpose flour, sugar, cocoa powder, baking soda, salt, oil, vinegar, and vanilla extract. There is a little wiggle room for substitutions if needed. Some possible options are using gluten-free flour instead of all-purpose flour, vegetable oil or coconut oil instead of canola oil, cold coffee instead of water, or apple cider vinegar instead of regular white vinegar. Just be sure to always include baking soda and vinegar in the recipe, since the reaction of these ingredients helps give the cake its rise while baking and helps aid in its fluffy texture. Now, how do you make a wacky cake? Step 1, sift the dry ingredients. After preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, sift the dry ingredients, which are the flour, sugar, cocoa powder, baking soda, and salt, into an ungreased 8x8-inch baking pan. Step 2, create wells. Create 3 wells, one large and 2 smaller sizes, in the dry ingredients. This can be done easily with a spoon or the bottom of a measuring cup. Pour the oil into the large hole, then add the vanilla extract and the vinegar into the 2 small holes. Step 3, add water. Add 1 cup of water over the entire mixture and stir until it's well combined. Step 4, bake. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes or until a cake tester comes out clean. Cool the cake on a wire rack until ready to serve. Make the wacky cake frosting after the cake is cooled slightly. Best ways to serve and store a wacky cake? A wacky cake can be served in various ways and is up to your preference. It can be served cold, at room temperature, or warm. The cake can also be ready to eat as it is without any additions, or opt to serve it dusted with powdered sugar or topped with delicious frosting. So now your second recipe that I would like to take a look at is the Tres Leches cake. This decadent cake is a longtime make-ahead favorite, so let's look at the recipe. Active time, 35 minutes. Total time, 2 hours and 35 minutes, and it serves 12. Few cakes can compare with the milk-soaked deliciousness of a Tres Leches cake. This popular Latin American dessert is made with a light, airy sponge cake that is saturated with 3 different types of milk. Using ingredients easily found at your local grocery store and simple methods to create the cake, you'll be surprised at how easy it is to make this heavenly dessert at home. You'll soon find that the most challenging part will be waiting for the cake to soak completely, but it is more than worth the wait. What is Tres Leches? Tres Leches, or 3 milks, is a light sponge cake soaked in 3 kinds of milk: sweetened condensed milk, evaporated milk, and whole milk. There are many variations of this delightful cake, but what remains consistent in all recipes is that once the cake is baked, a mixture of 3 types of milk is added to the top. As the cake rests with this liquid, it completely saturates the cake, ensuring a rich and creamy texture. The dessert is completed by covering the top with freshly whipped cream to add even more dairy enjoyment. How do you make a Tres Leches cake? A Tres Leches cake might appear to be a complex dessert, but it actually is a simple cake to create. The method is similar to many sponge cake recipes, though the critical aspect is how the eggs are added. The egg whites and yolks are whipped separately to help the cake give the cake an airy texture and additional volume. Once the eggs are separated, the egg whites and sugar are whisked to medium stiff peaks. In a separate bowl, the egg yolks and remaining sugar are mixed until airy in texture with a pale yellow color. The dry and wet ingredients are then added to the egg yolk mixture, with the whipped egg whites following behind by being gently folded in. The cake batter is baked in a 9x13-inch baking dish at 350 degrees Fahrenheit until golden brown on top, or a cake tester comes out clean. This should take about 25 minutes. Once the cake is cooled for at least 30 minutes, use a fork to pierce the surface of the sponge cake. This process of aerating the cake helps the milk mixture soak in more easily. The more surface area you cover, the better. After mixing your three kinds of milk, pour slowly over the top of the cake. Be patient with this process since the cake doesn't soak the liquid instantly. In other words, give this step some time so the milk is absorbed completely. To finish the cake, whip the heavy cream with sugar and vanilla and cover the top of the cake with the whipped topping. How long does the cake need to soak? Once the cake is cooled and the milk mixture has been added to the top, allow the cake to soak for at least 2 hours in the refrigerator. The longer this cake rests, the more saturated the sponge cake will be. If possible, allowing the mixture to soak overnight will ensure that the cake has absorbed the liquid completely and will be ideal for serving. What are the best ways to serve a tres leches cake? This cake can be served in various ways. Those keeping it simple with a dash of cinnamon or fresh fruit are the most popular ways to serve it. The most traditional fruit pairings are maraschino cherries or sliced strawberries, but this cake would pair deliciously with tartar fruits like raspberries or fresh stone fruits to help balance out the sweetness of the cake. Also, it's worth noting that because this cake is filled and topped with fresh dairy, it is best kept chilled until served. And now our third cake, or third dessert, is the Lemon Lush. Delight citrus fans with this nostalgic layered Lemon Lush dessert. Prep time 30 minutes, chill time 4 hours and 35 minutes, total time 5 hours and 5 minutes. This impressive looking but easy to build Lemon Lush combines a cookie crust, cream cheese filling, lemon pudding, and whipped cream. The best part about this layered dessert is that no oven is required. It's a true icebox dessert. The vanilla cookie crust is sweet, buttery, and slices like a dream when chilled. The cream cheese layer is slightly sweetened and pleasantly lemony. The box pudding mix is a vibrant yellow color and has a sweet lemon flavor for the right balance of sweet and tart. To make this Lemon Lush even easier, use a food processor to blitz the sandwich cookies into fine crumbs for the crust. And for nice even layers, don't rush the freezing process. Each layer needs time to chill and set before placing the next component on top. What is a lush? A lush is an old school, no-bake layered dessert that usually contains some sort of pressed-in crumb crust, a pudding filling, and whipped cream topping. Some lush recipes use graham crackers or cookies as the base of the crust, and others make a quick shortbread-like press-in crust. The pudding layer, keeping with the easy theme, is typically made from instant box mixes, and the whipped cream topping can be homemade or store-bought ready-made. Lush is only one of the many names this dessert goes by. Chocolate versions are often called Chocolate Delight, for example. Whatever you call it, this dessert is as delicious as it is easy. The ingredients for a Lemon Lush: with vanilla sandwich cookies, cream cheese, fresh lemon, pudding, and cream, you know this dessert has to be good. To make it, you'll need cream-filled vanilla sandwich cookies. For a sweet, crunchy base for the crust, you can also use graham crackers. Butter, which binds to crust and helps it set when chilled. Cream cheese for a thick, whipped filling that sets up firm and sliceable. Lemon zest and juice adds a kick of fresh, citrusy flavor to the dessert. Increase the quantity of zest if you love a zesty, lemony flavor. Powdered sugar sweetens and helps stabilize the cream cheese filling and whipped cream. Heavy whipping cream, whipped to create an airy filling and topping. If you want to save the energy, you can use store-bought whipped topping. whole milk, which moistens the pudding mix right for the right consistency, lemon instant pudding mix, and pie filling for a filling layer with sweet lemony flavor and a bright yellow color, and then lemon slices to garnish the dessert. And how to make the lemon lush? This lemon lush whipped up in under 30 minutes of active time, but you'll need to plan for several hours of chilling. Full instructions are below, but here's a brief recap before you get started. Step 1, prepare baking dish. Coat freezer safe baking dish with spray and line with parchment paper. Step 2, prepare the crust. Make the crust mixture with cookies and butter. Press it evenly into baking dish and freeze until firm. Step 3, prepare cream cheese filling. Beat the filling ingredients until fluffy. Whip cream and remaining powdered sugar to stiff peaks. Fold 1 cup whipped cream into cream cheese mixture and spread over crust. Freeze until set. Step 4, prepare pudding layer. Whisk milk and pudding mix in a bowl until smooth and thickened. Spread over cream cheese mixture and chill until pudding sets lightly. Step 5, top with whipped cream. Spread remaining whipped cream over the pudding, cover and chill until firm. Garnish with lemon slices. Now, staying in the spirit of Mother's Day, 11 trips every mother-daughter duo should take together. You won't regret the quality time spent with your favorite person. If there's anything we've realized as we grow older, it's that our mothers deserve major praise for raising us to be contributing members of society with good table manners to boot. While a thoughtful note or a fresh baked pie would do the trick to show our appreciation, why not go a little grander? Even if you talk to your mom daily, there is nothing like focused one-on-one time, especially in a place with gorgeous scenery and delicious food. So grab your mama and pack your pearls because it's time for a girls' weekend. We've rounded up 11 mother-daughter getaways in the South that'll usher the two of you into that next beautiful phase of your bond, friendship, or keep you there if you've already arrived. Whether strolling cobblestone streets or lounging on a breezy beach, listening to country music in an authentic honky-tonk, or filling your bellies with Cajun cuisine, you and your mother are guaranteed to have an incredible time. Just don't forget to snap a few mother-daughter selfies. So number 1 is Walland, Tennessee, for a nature-filled farm getaway. Look to one of our favorite southern spots, Blackberry Farm in Walland, Tennessee, for an authentic farm escape with a luxurious twist. Hidden in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains, less than an hour from Knoxville, this 4,200-acre resort and working farm knows a thing or two about southern hospitality. The family-owned bed and breakfast offers incredible farm-to-table cuisine and outdoor fun like horseback riding, cycling, and carriage rides. See if you can sell your mom on a wake surfing excursion on the lake. Number 2, Barboursville, Virginia, for a wine lover's getaway. Soak in history and sip on rosé at this Jeffersonian hotspot. Here, the former president designed an 1800s mansion for Virginia Governor James Barber, for whom the town is named. That later became a winery and an inn. Now named Barboursville Vineyards, this scenic estate is the ideal way to enjoy yourself while refining your knowledge of wine. Choose between a number of suites housed in historic homes across the plantation and let the mother-daughter wining and dining flow from there. Charleston, South Carolina. For a charming city getaway with its unique blend of southern charm and big city glamour, Charleston will send the two of you skipping over its cobblestone streets, trying to pack in as much as possible. Historic homes, an epic food scene, waterfront strolls, there's tons to do. So we suggest ditching those wedges in favor of walking shoes. For a mid-century modern feel and the best-looking bar in the city, book a room at the Dewberry. If you can bring yourself to leave your stylish digs, pause to peek through the wrought iron gates south of Broad Street for a glimpse of lush gardens. Then cruise down Charleston's famous Rainbow Road to see the colorful houses and their blooming window boxes. Did we mention there are beaches near Charleston too? Number 4 is Lake Austin, Texas. For a relaxing spa getaway, treat your mama to a weekend that's all about much-needed R&R. Tucked away in the Texas Hill Country, Lake Austin Spa Resort beckons with more than 100 massage, body, and skincare treatments. When you need a break from pampering, if that's even possible, dine at the lakefront restaurant or sign up for a chef-led cooking class. End your evening by taking in the gorgeous views from one of the resort's outdoor garden cabanas or screened-in verandas. Expect to leave feeling totally rejuvenated and hopefully like you learned something new about the woman who raised you. Number five is New Orleans, Louisiana, for a fun foodie getaway. Most Southerners don't need to be told twice that it's dinner time, and that's why we love New Orleans. This Cajun destination serves up the sort of hearty fare that makes seconds unnecessary, yet totally irresistible. Think red beans and rice, etouffee, and gumbo, the sought-after signature dishes of New Orleans that only get better the longer they simmer. The same is true for the city itself, which is over 300 years old and constantly evolving. Squeeze in as many of the diverse eateries, such as Clancy's and Gatreau's, as you can. And don't forget to make a couple of stops to Café du Monde for beignets. Washington, D.C., for a floral-filled spring getaway. Each spring, our nation's capital transforms itself into the epicenter of natural beauty thanks to 3,700 cherry trees, the first of which were gifted by the mayor of Tokyo in 1912. The floral display only lasts a short time. Peak bloom is usually around the last week of March through the first week of April, so make sure you time your trip accordingly. Stroll around the tidal basins to take in the blooms, then catch some historic sites or museums while you're in town. Number seven, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. For a breezy beach getaway, if slowing down, sinking your toes in the sand, and taking time to chat and relax is what you and your mama need, then Hilton Head Island is your spot. Apart from being beautiful, the Palmetto State's beloved coastal town brims with southern charm and laid-back culture. You'll find low-key seafood restaurants, classic resorts like Sea Pines and Palmetto Dunes, and wide Atlantic beaches. Why not forego a strict itinerary and just let your days structure themselves? Number eight, Nashville, Tennessee, for a country music lover's getaway. The look in your mother's face as she steps into her first honky-tonk will make the entire weekend worth it. As anyone who has come within 100 miles of the city will tell you, Nashville is a live music mecca, overflowing with boot-stomping, fiddle-playing entertainment. During the day, hit the charming Nashville Farmers Market, historic Bluebird Cafe, and stately Parthenon. Grab dinner at the Loveless Cafe for some of the best scratch biscuits and crispiest fried chicken in Tennessee. Then drive the lush Natchez Trace Parkway afterwards. Number nine, Boone, North Carolina, for a cozy mountain getaway. Nestled in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, this small, funky town has a contagious affinity for folk art and bluegrass. If you're a nature lover, there is no shortage of stunning mountain scenery and outdoor activities, and the walkable downtown area of Boone is worth exploring too, whether you seek eats or adventures. Take in panoramic views from the Horton Hotel rooftop lounge or tour Appalachian State's free art museum, the Turchin Center. Number 10 is Natchitoches, Louisiana, for a Steel Magnolias-inspired getaway. If your mother loves steel magnolias as much as we do, whisk her away to this small Louisiana town, preferably during the holidays when it's dripping with Christmas cheer. The Steel Magnolias House Bed and Breakfast is located in the historic home in Natchitoches, just a stone's throw from the Cane River, and the name is not a coincidence. Many scenes from the beloved 1989 movie were filmed there. Visit all the famed cinematic spots, then grab a meat pie, one of the area's signature dishes, and enjoy the river breeze. And the last destination is number 11, Dahlonega, Georgia, for a magical Christmas getaway. We'd be shocked if you find snow in Dahlonega, the real kind at least, but the elaborate Christmas decorations more than make up for the temperate winter weather. Draped in twinkling lights and complete with clip-clopping horse-drawn carriages, this North Georgia town has earned its reputation as a holiday treasure. The day after Thanksgiving, Dahlonega's old-fashioned Christmas kicks off the town's month-long celebration. featuring everything from a hometown parade to an old-timey tree lighting. We suspect any Southern mama would appreciate this unapologetic display of Christmas enthusiasm. And now we're going to finish off the day with some selections from the best Mother's Day gifts of 2024. Moms do it all, so it's important to show that mom how much they are loved and appreciated. While it's a good idea to show some daily gratitude, Mother's Day is the perfect excuse to celebrate mom and all that she does. When shopping for mom, it's important to choose a gift that matches her interests. Even though classic gifts such as flowers, cards, and jewelry are nice, selecting a gift that aligns with her personality will let her know that you went the extra mile. Before you begin your search, take a look through our gift guide to find the perfect present for mom. Whether she's got a green thumb or is into the latest beauty trends, we've included gifts for every type of mom. For the mom who appreciates the classics, Bloomsy Original Subscription. And for these gifts, there are links to where you can find them on the web. Floral gifts leave a lasting impression, especially when they are delivered monthly. Not only are they a simple way of saying I love you, but they'll spruce up any space they're added to. And with a Bloomsy subscription, you'll get to show mom how much you care for her month after month. Love Pop Mother's Day Flowers. Why settle for a standard store-bought card when you can give mom this pop-up one for Mother's Day? Available in 4 different styles, this one will truly warm her heart. A beautiful card is always appreciated, along with a handwritten, heartfelt sentiment, says Diane Gottsman, national etiquette expert and founder of the Protocol School of Texas. Knock Knock, What I Love About Mom, Fill in the Love Book. Regular Mother's Day cards only give us so much space to tell mom why we love her. But with this fill-in book, you'll get over 100 pages to express your love and appreciation for her. It'll be a gift she'll refer back to for years. For the mom who just wants to relax, Sparkling Current Textured Glass Candle. If she's always lighting a candle to freshen up her space, then she'll love this sparkling current candle from Arkansas-based Aromatique. As it's burning, she'll smell fruity notes of currant and rhubarb with hints of jasmine, rose, and chamomile. It comes in a textured glass vessel and features up to 40 hours of burning time. And then finally, Body Refresh Shower Steamers. This Mother's Day, give her the gift of relaxation. With this shower steamer set, she can experience the sweet smell of lavender, the woodsy scent of eucalyptus, the fruity smell of watermelon, and much more. To use, simply unwrap and toss the steamer in the shower. In just a few seconds, her shower will transform into a relaxing spa. And that's all we have time for in Southern Living. I hope you enjoy Mother's Day. Your reader has been Paul Hinkle.